Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Tonight on Nightly Pop, the Met Gala was last night, and the internet didn't disappoint with all of the memes.
This is my favorite look from ever in the world. Iman Hammam, more like Iman Hammami, you know? Yeah. Come to me.
When it comes to men, what is Jennifer Aniston's perfect amount of chest hair?
Too much. I need there to be just a small amount.
What's the minimum that you need? How many? I'll count them.
I had feelings for someone else last night, and I didn't feel guilty about it.
And it's on my birthday. That's even worse.
There's so many other penises in the sea.
Are you okay?
Do you know how bad it has to hurt for your boys to ask you when you're drunk, are you okay? And then he goes, no. I'm not okay.
Slide into bed with us starting right now. Welcome to Nightly Pop. Hello, Nina is out, you guys, but she is back soon. She looked, I want to give her a shout out quickly. She looked unbelievable last night. Mm-hmm. She killed it in the gold. Hunter, you caught it?
What channel was it on?
Oh my God.
Yeah, all right. I saw it. She looked really good.
She looked amazing, crown and all. Anyway, but Takara Williams is back with us. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, we're gonna get started. The Met Gala was last night, and the internet didn't disappoint with all of the memes. They compared Kim to an alien, Lil Nas X to C-3PO, and Frank Ocean's freaky accessory to baby Shrek. But who do you think had the weirdest look of all?
Those ones are actually not bad, though. Those are all good looks, I feel like. I pulled them off. The person who I thought maybe, and maybe I'm just not a big fashion guy. Maybe I don't know the trends right now, but Kim Petras, she wore this look right here.
Yeah, okay. That's weird.
But to me, it just doesn't land.
Doesn't land.
Without the horse head, it would have been adorable.
I kind of don't hate it as much as I need to hate it.
No, I hate it.
I'm not mad at it. Do you have any favorites from last night? And what were your thoughts?
Ooh, my favorite from last night, I have two. One was Rihanna, because I'm from New York, and she threw on the skull cap with this elegant outfit, and
amazing.
I loved it. And then Ciara, but Ciara never fails.
Did you like Ciara?
I did like Ciara's dress. I liked it more from the back than I did from the front. But when she turned around, I enjoyed the fact that she stuck to the theme. The theme was American, or was it
Americana?
Americana.
It's always a twist on something no one understands.
And she's and it's football, and you know. She looks gorgeous, her hair looks gorgeous, her makeup is gorgeous. And I enjoy the dress because it's so different.
I think when you're so beautiful and you always look so beautiful, I wanna see something else.
Okay.
She would have given me green hot pants and the number three.
Okay.
I wanted it to be something, but not to knock your choice. I think it's a good choice.
I thought it was great.
Not to knock your choice, but nah.
No.
No?
Not for me.
Hunter, I hear you have a new crush.
I do have a new crush.
Let's talk about it.
Iman Hammam.
Ooh.
This is my favorite look from ever in the world.
Oh, that's, wow, I didn't,
oh, yeah.
Okay.
Iman Hammam, more like Iman Hammami, you know?
Yeah.
Come to me. She became like the new person I'm thoroughly in love with. I didn't know who she was before this. Apparently she's a model.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Shocking.
Mm-hmm. Too many Instagram followers for me to slide effectively. So I thought to myself, how can I do this? And I was like, let me pitch
it
to
TV.
The show. I'll put it on TV.
Yep, smart.
And everyone watching, please DM her and say Hunter March would love to, and not to take things too fast, marry you immediately.
Immediately.
Without chatting at all before. If she was watching this right now, and I knew she was, I'd probably look at her and I would say,
By the way, that's exactly what you would say. And it wasn't all good last night, though, you guys. Keke Palmer put the Met on blast. She posted her sad meal on Instagram saying, this is why they don't show y'all the food. I'm just playing. At $30,000 a ticket, shouldn't you get something better than this?
If you
is terrible.
If you have, like, you know how, like, weddings, you have options? Like, do you want the meat
beef or the
fish or whatever, the steak or the fish? If I had an option at this one, I would ask for the refund. I would say, give me the $30,000.
Yeah. It was vegan. I cannot.
But even for 30 grand, like, I want something, my food should be plated beautifully.
What do you mean, you know, for 30 like, grand, I want the fork to be edible?
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
Yeah, and that, thank you.
What the is this, the vegan? I am this fashion bitch, and I don't want to go to a vegan event.
Yeah.
I want to be able to eat some pork loin.
Yeah. And this is terrible.
I hate pork loin. What?
Was the first thing that came to your mind?
What is pork loin?
So Morgan's ideal meal is fork and pork loin.
And pork loin, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We just want to let everyone know Jason Derulo is alive and okay, you guys. I know you were concerned. Contrary to Twitter posts, he did not fall down at this year's Met Gala or any red carpet for a long time. But trolls are trying to keep the hoax alive, once again tweeting a fake shot of him eating it. I mean, this looks like Cannes. That doesn't even look like the Met Gala because the Met Gala had a beige carpet last night. But if you were on a red carpet, highly anticipated red carpet, first major event post-COVID, and you fell like this, Takara, how you feeling about it? You owning it?
It wouldn't be my first time.
Okay.
And I'm getting up like nothing wrong, and I will see you guys next year. Like,
okay.
I'm coming back again.
Okay, so you're getting up, and are you posing for the cameras?
And that's probably, I'm clumsy, so I know myself.
Okay.
I'm gonna trip and fall. I wouldn't wear a long dress because I wouldn't survive.
Okay.
And I would fall, and I would be back. It's human nature. We fall.
And everyone loves you when you have like a small failure or embarrassing moment. Mm-hmm. People want to root for you.
Look what they're doing. They're putting it up. Every year,
Did you see when he did the TikTok when he like did his tooth, like his tooth came off? Remember when I believed that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the type of person Morgan is. Speaking of which, I am glad Jason Derulo is okay, lives to TikTok another day.
Yeah.
But if you do fall like this, you have to play it off. Like, it'd be really funny to fall 60 steps, tumbling head over head, and then you get to the bottom and you do like 3 push-ups.
Yeah.
And then you stand up and you get back up. That would be so funny.
That's very Death Becomes Her at the end of that movie. Have you seen that movie?
Oh, I love that.
Right?
I have.
Yeah,
have
Death Becomes Her.
Yeah, you are you joking?
Not only have I never seen it, I've never even heard of it.
Have you heard of it? Have you seen it?
I've heard of it.
It's incredible.
It is.
But everyone at home, it's an incredible film, so please watch it. And you need to watch
it.
Who's
in it?
Oh my God, Goldie Hawn, Meryl Streep. It's unbelievable.
When did it come out?
Like 19, what do you guys think? 92? 90? There you go. It's a great film. Cinema. It's Robert Zemeckis.
Actually, I think I did see it. My mom was pregnant with me when she went to the premiere of it.
Anyway, moving.
I'm gonna fight him.
Imagine doing this for 3 years. Every day you just wanna
And I just
there.
Get younger
but
and younger.
But you don't. And I'm just in the middle.
It's honestly,
What do we need to do to fix? Because I love you. You're my best friend.
By the way, he means that. Anyway, moving on. Jenna Aniston is getting honest about her love life. Ooh, she's getting honest. She told People Magazine she doesn't want to date a guy in the industry. And Jimmy Kimmel asked her a very personal question as well.
When it comes to men, what is Jennifer Aniston's perfect amount of chest hair?
Not a lot.
Uh-huh.
Meaning not too much and not nothing.
A sprinkling.
A sprinkling.
So, Takara?
I agree.
You don't want a lot of chest hair, right?
No, I don't want a lot of chest hair, but I don't want any chest. I don't want none at all. Like, there's got to be there's something real young and boyish about, for me, no chest hair. I need there to be just a small amount, but I don't want you Chewbacca either, you know. So.
I'm with you, 100. Where are you at? You're
What's the minimum that you need? How many? I'll count them.
I feel like you're very sparse in the chest hair.
Just enough for me to do that.
On one chest hair, or is that a few chest hairs?
Just a little, we'll call it a gallop of chest hair right here. That's fine.
I do not have a gallop. Or a sprinkling, really. I might have a faint dusting.
Yeah, I figured.
But it works.
A sporadic.
It works.
Spruce of hair.
I feel like it works for you because, like, you're in shape. It's different when you're, like, Do you know what I'm saying? It's like it goes with your whole motif.
Look at this one. Look at this one.
Do you want to show everybody you're dying to?
Look, there's a couple right here.
I could do that, though, to those. I could grab those.
Like, yeah, but it would be sad. Yeah, it would be real sad.
It's not your thing.
And also, don't do it too hard because they're the only three I have. Okay. So I don't want you to pull them out and then I'm boyish.
So you're clean here and hair there?
There's just hair everywhere. Look at his face.
Hair here, hair here. Lots of hair down there.
All right.
Not a lot of hair here, and then every once in a while, some like hair on the back of my shoulder.
Okay. I'm glad. Do you feel
not to turn everybody on, but that's what the pattern looks like.
All right, we have to take a break. But coming up, a reality star shoots his shot and ends up with a brutal injury. Plus, a contestant on Bachelor in Paradise wishes for a birthday surprise and gets a rough one. That's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Continues on Bachelor in Paradise. What else do you guys expect? Am I right? Tammy pulled Thomas aside to tell him how she felt, and Thomas unfortunately decided to be a little too honest.
I really like you a lot, and I feel like you are a great fit in my life, and you're my best friend.
I don't want to steer you on in any way because that's not who we are. I had feelings for someone else last night, and I didn't feel guilty about it.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Yes, and it's on my birthday. That's even worse.
Not fun. I like how she's like, it's my birthday. And then the other guy's like, everything's A-okay. Just walking along, holding a hand.
Of another girl.
Yeah, of another woman.
Wouldn't you be able to tell if he felt the same way?
I would be, unless I was gaslighting myself.
Right. Oh, my God, that's such a therapy chart. Are you in therapy?
I am.
It's the best, right? Oh, I love it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm grateful that he made it clear.
Right?
And even in a lot of relationships, a man will still make it clear. And women, we just do what we want to do. We see what we want to see. It literally shows the dynamic of a man and a female. When she's crying somewhere, sad with her friends, and he's already on to another woman, holding her hand, walking off.
But I feel like he is entitled to that right because he said, I don't want to steer you on, which was a weird way to put it.
She's going back to hot people each other island.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the best place to go after a breakup.
Agreed.
If I had to break up with someone right now, I have to go back to my house where I live with my brother and my roommate Hudson, neither of whom want to me, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Right, right. And also, it's like there's so many other penises in the sea where she's at. Right. Like, she can find another person.
Literally, they're on an island full of penises.
Full of penis, full of vagina.
I don't know. I like that name.
Anyway. Let's talk about Below Deck, because I watched it yesterday on TV. Okay. Bravo's Below, my husband's got it. Below Deck Mediterranean, deckhand Dave is trying to shoot his shot with new girl Delaney.
Woo!
Everyone has red hair right now, have you noticed? She's but it all goes wrong when things get slippery in the hot tub. Whoa, I don't like it. I don't like it, it's gonna hurt.
It's either gonna happen or it's not. I'm definitely taking the shot.
But they're at work.
She's gonna fall.
Kevin's looking pretty good right now.
Everything hit.
It hurts. I don't want to laugh at that, but I feel like, do you bounce? Do you still
do
try to?
Do you know how bad it has to hurt for your boys to ask you when you're drunk, are you okay? And then he goes, no, I'm not okay. Please, nope. I'm not. I'm gonna be honest with you guys. I am. It hurt. And he missed it. And then he went down. It's ribs. It's knee. It's everything. It's pelvis.
I'm so cautious about being around water and anything slippery for that exact reason. I feel like this gets you in with the girl. There's a pity something.
There's a pity.
I was gonna say. There's a pity something happening. No.
I don't think there's a pity anything because everything hurts. I don't think he even wants
to. She could
to...
ice him?
No. I think that the fact that he had to take a breath after he fell and rest his hands and say, I heard everything. I would have laid there.
I would have laid there.
I'm not getting up. I'm staying down. Somebody come pick me up. I already fell once. I don't want to fall again.
He is fine. He's in heaven with his loved ones.
He's fine. He's living on Earth.
Okay.
Moving on, the new series Scenes from a Marriage just premiered on HBO Max, and it's taking on some polyamorous problems. For example, if your boyfriend dumps you, should your husband be more empathetic?
Don't say it's not important, though. F*** you. Nathan broke up with me, and I'm extremely depressed about it. Peter can't deal with it. He won't talk about it. And now, suddenly, when I'm the one that's going through something, it's like my feelings aren't legitimate.
I never fell in love with anyone else. That's the difference. Sorry.
It's okay. Guys.
No.
Wow. Guys. Oh, God.
Made me feel like we're like a lot less dysfunctional than I had recognized. Like we're fine.
It's the other couple's like, let's go home. Like it's their reaction of, it's okay, it's okay. Honey, get our things. We're getting out of here. Before they want us next. Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Would you want to be in a polyamorous relationship at any point?
I mean, I don't know if I want my partner to be sleeping around a bunch.
Yeah, that's
and
such
then
a
I don't
male.
Want it to be a selfish relationship where only I get to do that. That's why I think maybe I'm not built for it.
I'm with you. No polyamorous relationship.
Yeah.
I don't judge them. I think if you can make it work, it's great. But clearly, you know, it's difficult. There's always levels of emotion that get involved. You can, if you decide to be in an open relationship and sleep with other people, cool. But once somebody falls in love with somebody, it gets sticky.
Who's your celebrity crush? Male.
I love Will Smith.
Okay, Will Smith. Will Smith comes to you and says, hey, I want to be your boyfriend on the side. Obviously, what I've got with Jada is not really that
I cannot stand
in.
You.
Right. Oh,
no.
You would say no?
I would say no because I'm not willing to sacrifice what I have now. And
what if your husband was like, I'm okay with that. I love Will Smith. We can hang out.
Then they can go together. I don't want...
But you don't want to hook up with Will Smith?
No.
We do have to take another break. But coming up, a woman catches her mom in a compromising position. A selfie that may scar her for life is next. All right, besides celebrities and reality stars acting like total idiots, normal people do crazy shit too. Normal people. Mm-hmm. So who is ready for How to the No-No? Okay, first up, a daughter caught her mother taking nude selfies through the bathroom window. Nope. She thinks they're not for her father, but for a secret lover. And she wants to confront her mom, but people commented she should mind her own business. If you've caught your parents taking nudes, mom or dad, I feel like this has happened to you so many times, Hunter. What do you do?
You suppress it. Listen, like you did when you were a kid, we all saw something we didn't want to see when we were a kid. You suppress it, you pretend it didn't happen, don't worry about it. Problem is, my dad, this is a true story, accidentally sent me a nude like 3 or 4 years ago. And it was not classy. It was a straight on flash on pic. And I responded being like, I'm flattered, but you're my dad. And then he goes, delete that. That was obviously not for you. And I go, nope. You ever with me again or you give my brother any inheritance, it's coming out.
That is hilarious.
Can you believe these are real stories? You come to a set where these stories exist. It's like just all of this pot of gold.
I'm sure my kid has caught me taking a picture that wasn't the most appropriate picture. But whether it's to the mom or the dad, I mean, whether the picture goes to the dad, it's just, you know, they might be into some freaky, like, you don't know.
It's not your business.
Yeah.
It's not your business.
You don't want to. What did dad ask for?
Yeah, you don't want to picture your parents that way. And I think it's hard for you to, so you just assume, like, there's no way she's doing that for dad, because there's no way, like, how did I get here?
I do weird stuff. You know? Like, if I'm on tour and I'm out of the state or out of the country, and my dude's like, hey, show me that ass, I'm showing him that ass. You know, I'm going to do it.
All right, next. A couple expecting their first baby set up a meal train, asking their neighbors to sign up and cook meals for them. Okay. They posted 30 very specific recipes, including polenta breakfast casserole squares and chocolate peanut butter energy balls. They even said you can stop by and help vacuum or wash the dishes.
What? I did this 3 times. I've never thought to say, hey, neighbors, we are having this child. This is what we want you to cook. But still at the same time, the audacity of you to ask us to cook you meals and then come vacuum. And before you know it, you're going to be leaving your kid on my doorstep to babysit. Yep. No.
Who wants to know their neighbors like that either?
I think it's rude.
It's crazy.
Also, most people are not good cooks.
I don't know. Would you do that? Would you? I wouldn't trust my neighbor.
I am so out there. No. This is not even a question. If you want to take free time out of your life and for no compensation make us dinner. Polenta, bitch?
I would make
Who's buying the food?
I would make you dinner with your next baby. I would make you and Jordan a delicious meal and I would drop it off for you. I would do that.
Oh, that's because you're my friend. That's so nice. Egg salad.
No. I'm not making you egg salad.
I just want egg salad.
Don't ask me to make the thing that makes my house stinky.
I'm just in the middle here. I got nothing.
I want the egg salad tomorrow. I'll buy everything. I'll Venmo you. But just make it. Be nice. I need it.
Open your windows and just make it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll make it.
Okay, good. Yeah. I'm starving. We have to move on. Is there more reading? Okay, next up. This wife kicked her husband out of the delivery room for crying too much. She says her husband doesn't deal with stress very well, and he started sobbing really loudly during the birth. So she and the nurse made him leave. What a bitch, huh?
Yeah. I think it's actually smart so that when the baby's born, the baby doesn't immediately realize daddy's a little bitch, you know? So
I don't know. I think it's okay for a man to cry.
We do too, but comedically it's not.
Tear and like... not hyperventilate? No. Come on. You're pushing out a bowling ball out of...
Of your vagina?
A vagina. There's a head. There's a ring of fire. I don't care how much epidural. You feel that.
But that's more reason for him to cry.
Cry, but not like hysterically cry to the point where it's a distraction and the nurse has to ask him to leave.
But what if he doesn't... What if he's watching it happen and he's like, oh, there goes the best time of my life. And it's being destroyed in front of my eyes. I think he's crying for the wrong reason.
If he was hysterically crying, you'd be
like,
a little
weirded out. Like full temper tantrum.
Come on, yeah, like a 7-year-old. Like I would be like, get out. Actually, don't come back to the relationship.
Oh, jeez.
And I also just want to say, because of a lot of the other things I said this episode, I want to kind of do like a little saving grace for myself.
Okay,
I think it's okay for men to cry.
Okay.
If they're little bitches.
You guys.
Yeah.
We are out of time.
No! Oh, no! This is so much fun.
It's devastating today. Takara, thank you so much for dealing with us and coming back. We so appreciate having you. You guys, set your DVRs right now because Nina is back tomorrow and we are celebrating our 400th episode.
400!